Hey, everybody. Tim Miller from The Bulwark here with my buddy Sam Stein and my geese. And it is Halloween afternoon, and we are just chatting on the Slack. Unusual, a little unusually quiet from Mr. Trump.
Don't say that.
He was in Asia. I know. I'm jinxing it. He's in Asia. Who the hell knows? And so we're like, what are we going to talk about? And me and Sam just were like, we're just going to bro out before we have to go take our kids trick-or-treating. And talk about whatever we wanted. So we're going to pick a variety of topics. I have a few, and Sam, I would like to kick off with the Lincoln bathroom, and then you get to pick the next topic. How does that sound? Unless you want to talk about something else first.
No. I think that's the most important.
Okay. So if we're going to do that, why don't we put the picture up on the screen for people who haven't seen it? This was a post from our president on his social media feed. It shows the old Lincoln bathroom. And then the new one, side by side, he renovated the Lincoln bathroom. It had been in the Art Deco green tile style, which was totally inappropriate for the Lincoln era. I did it black and white, polished statuary marble. And then I'm just going to throw up here, Dye Workwear. Derek Guy has also a little picture
you can look at
with how the Lincoln bedroom looks as compared to the Lincoln bathroom. He's not exactly noticing the connection stylistically. Anyway, I'm wondering what your thoughts are. A lot of ways to go on this, I think.
Well, it's just a lot of marble. It's just a lot of marble. And you walk in there, I'm presuming, and it feels like a funhouse mirror of marbles. Also, I was surprised. I thought he would put a bidet in. I had to be honest. But there's no bidet. And he seems like a bidet guy.
He does seem like a bidet guy. Yeah, no bidet. The marble, I'll tell you this. As somebody who bought a
house.
Hold
on one second. I know you like it because you've basically been the biggest fanboy for every Trump interior design decision.
That is not true.
It's true.
The story you guys want to tell. But the truth is that I am fucking calling balls and strikes here. Okay? Unlike you,
all of you
have Trump design TDS. Okay? Some of the things
he's done have been improvements.
Some of the things have been terrible. Okay. And on this bathroom, the ruling is here's the thing. The bathroom looks, as I just started, it was about 2 years ago that we were in a house search. We moved to New Orleans. So I was seeing the new builds. This just looks like what bathrooms look in new renovated houses now. It's fine. It looks like Kimpton Hotel.
I don't think that's true, honestly.
It is. It kind of looks like what a new Kimpton Hotel's bathroom would look like. I saw a couple of these that look just like this. It's fine. There's nothing against it. I would be if I walked into a hotel room and this was the bathroom, I'd be like, this is pleasant for me.
Yeah,
this
no, it looks bad. Like a hotel bathroom.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
It's not in the spirit of the Lincoln bedroom in any way. The old Art Deco green looked kind of cool.
Yeah.
So it just depresses the spirit. I feel like I could be, at whatever the new hipster hotel is in Greenpoint.
I want to get a little bit uncomfortable. It's not a place I'd want to poop. Sitting there, a bunch of marbles.
What about the Art Deco bathroom? Were you happy to poop in there?
I'd be more happy to poop in there. Yeah. You kind of look around. There's a little variety. This is just straight marble. You know, I want some art on the walls. There's no reading material around there. I just don't think it's a good bathroom to poop in.
It's not great. And then you've got the, in case you weren't convinced that this was a hotel bathroom, you've got the robe there. I don't know if you saw that.
Was there little cushy sandals or anything like that?
I don't see any cushy sandals. I just see a robe and maybe some lilies. I don't know. I mean, again, it's not hideous. It's not awful. It's just pretty meh. And it's did we really need to do this? The Art Deco one seemed fine. And that takes us to the more, not to be nerds over here, but we are in a government shutdown right now. People aren't getting their EBT cards. People aren't getting paid. Air traffic controllers aren't getting paid. And but somehow we're putting in a Kimpton bathroom in the White House. Who's doing that? Who's paying for it? Why does Donald Trump get a fancy, not that fancy of a toilet, really, kind of a regular toilet? Why does he get a fancy sink while other people are going hungry?
I assume that Mark Zuckerberg and Meta donated to the bathroom. But also it's why does he feel the need to post about it is the other thing. It's in a way he's kind of a classic creature of online culture. He feels the need to post about things that we don't even need to know. I don't need to know what it looks like. I don't know why he felt the need to post that. And he posts at all hours, and he just likes the engagement. I think much like all of us.
Yeah. So anyway, it's a no for me on the Lincoln bathroom. I think it's pretty.
The rare Trump aesthetic that you disagree
with. Yeah, that's not true. It's not rare. I also don't like the eyeball pan rose garden about club. That is not good for me either.
What was it? Which one do you like again?
The
you
Oval
like
Office. The Oval, is, yeah. Looks great.
It does not look great.
It looks
it's
great.
So overwhelmed with gold.
So anyway, that's that. Now you get. We're doing a little potpourri. What else is on your mind? I've got a couple of things.
It's like a really
just,
hard.
I can just do all of mine if you want.
It's an extremely hard transition. So why don't we go through yours and maybe we can transition to something a little bit more serious.
You where I'm going. My list. Okay. Here are some vents. I kind of feel like what was the. There's like a Kent Brockman on The Simpsons had a "What's grinding my gears?" I have a couple things grinding my sure. gears that I'll pivot to. Number one, we're going to fall back on Sunday. It is the stupidest policy that any government has put forth. It is. It is insane that we are going to add darkness to our lives. And don't even comment. If you're a commenter, I don't even want to hear it. If you're for falling back or standard time, it is moronic. I want to play with my daughter after school and have sunlight. I don't want to change the clocks anymore. We need daylight savings time permanently. It's not even a close call. I've looked at the data. I've read Nate Silver's data analysis. And he's for opt-in daylight savings time. I'm for mandatory.
Mandatory? Because,
yeah.
Aren't you a little – the data also suggests that, like, more children die from getting hit by cars going to school. It's fake. Why is this fake? What you this want is a creation of, like, the golf states because they want longer tea times in the afternoon. Like, this is – your shit want, is
I mean,
fake.
I don't golf as a homosexual, but I like – I sure, I wish for people that they had longer tea times in the afternoon. Nobody is awake. It's just – the math isn't that hard. Who is awake at 5:30 p.m.? Everybody. Who is awake at 5:30 a.m.? Like 18% of the country.
It's not 5:30 a.m. It's like you're walking to darkness at 7:30 a.m. if you don't move these clocks.
Yeah, but no, we're moving it back now. The sunrise is happening like in the 6 a.m. range. Who wants
this one?
Why?
I just think you're wrong. I think you're wrong on this one. Sorry. I just think you're wrong. I think, first of all, I don't think
I just want everybody to know that whatever your positions are, I don't care. I'm going to be sad next week. I'm going to have the seasonal affective disorder. I'm going to be in a grumpy mood, and I'm going to be depressed.
You are the type of guy who lets like the sunlight affect how you feel.
Yeah, my moods are very variable, and I'm going to be depressed over it. And I think it's unfortunate. I think it's unfortunate.
I prefer to keep children alive, but that's just.
I do too, and I think I like the joy of the child.
You like the joy. You know?
So after school, like right now, it's going to happen. We haven't fallen back yet. I'm going to go downstairs after this. We're going to shoot hoops. We're going to go to the park, me and Toulouse. We're going to shoot some hoops. That's great. 2 weeks, we won't be able to do that. We won't be able to do that because it'll be fucking dark. And that is stupid.
Aren't you going to go trick-or-treating with her or no?
Oh, you're right. It's Halloween. Well, generally what we would do in that time is shoot hoops. But we're going to go trick-or-treating. Great point, Sam.
Fine, fair enough.
That's why the geese are here. I forgot about that. I've got my other one is also people aren't going to like. So this is an easy transition while we're hot. There's this thing going around. Some of them, people who are my friends are doing it. And folks on the and it's a lot of it's the progressive folks that are unhappy with this administration. I'm unhappy, and they're doing the thing now with Usha that they used to do with Melania, where you're hearing people being like, poor Usha, we've got to save her. Or JD Vance, I saw a lot of comments about JD Vance hugging Erica Kirk too tight, and I saw a lot of people like making fun of Usha. I'm okay with making fun of Usha. Making fun of like saying Usha, maybe she's in trouble. Maybe the relationship's on the rocks.
Yeah.
I'm seeing. I can see they used to do this with Melania, the free Melania stuff, and it's like, guys, I'm sorry. I saw that I have people talking about how like JD Vance is really gay on the inside. I'm like, no, okay, no. I'm not. I'm a no on all of this. Okay, Usha is a grown woman. She knows what she's doing. She is very capable. And she's made this choice that she is all in for the soft fascism. So I don't want any babying. Like Erica Kirk and JD Vance are not having an affair. They did a hug. Erica Kirk's husband got assassinated recently.
Yeah.
You don't need to be micromanaging how she lives her life. Like you can criticize her politics. I'm going to criticize her politics. But like, who the fuck knows what I would do if my husband got assassinated? Maybe I'd hug somebody. I don't like. It's not a good hit. And if you're not a gay man, you can't call JD Vance a F slur. I'm the only one that can do that. So those are my rants all around. Usha sucks. Go attack Usha. Attack her. Attack right. Turning Point USA. Make fun of J.D. Vance. Call him a soft boy. You know, call him a little soft-bellied little wuss boy. That's fine. I'm all for that. Like somebody who's being cruel to others and mean because he was bullied in high school back when he wore mascara. Like, I'm make couch fucking jokes. I'm down. But like, I'm not game for we need to free Usha. She seems scared. Or oh
yeah, blink Usha if yeah. if you need help. I don't like yeah. that either. I this one I am in full agreement. Right. Mostly because I think, you know, she's a professional, accomplished person who has agency, and she made her choice. And like, criticize her for that. Like, you don't need to like come up with some weird conspiracy theories that she's being held captive or something. It's weird.
I hated Free Melania. I'm like, Melania is the worst. Melania knows exactly what she's doing.
Well, yeah, that it turned out that she was totally fine with everything. I mean, the text came out, and you know, with her and her ex-friend, and it was just like, yeah, she actually wasn't like, you know, being held against her will. She was an enabler of it. So I think people want to believe these things, but it seems a little weird and petty to do it.
It is. And last thing, I do want to just reemphasize, I'm sorry. Okay. Like, I'm sorry to the straight women out there who are big fans of ours and the Wine Moms. We love you. I support you. You can shit on J.D. Vance all you want. You can make fun of his sexual prowess. Talk about how you'd never bang him. Great. Like, however you want to slag him, that's fine. I'm the only one that gets to call him a homo. Okay.
No,
sorry. You can't do homophobic.
No.
You can't do homophobic slurs as a straight woman. You can't. I'm sorry.
That's fine. That's fine. But other gay men can call him that, right?
That's true. It's not just me. Yeah, it's not just me. If gays can do it, this is the thing we get. Okay. You know, my marriage wasn't, I couldn't get married for a few years, for about a decade that we were together, you know, me and Tyler. That was a burden on me. In exchange for that, I get to have a monopoly on determining whether or not I want to make fun of J.D. Vance's eye makeup and the fact that he dressed up like a girl in the girl's bathroom and the fact that maybe he got on Craigslist M for M. I get to do that. You don't get to do it.
It's like, you know, I can tell Jew jokes, but you cannot. Yeah.
It's like the anti-Dentite. It's like the Seinfeld.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, the dentist became a Jew for the jokes, or did he become a dentist for the jokes? I forget how the episode
He became a Jew for the jokes. He
became a Jew for the jokes.
Yeah, but you can't do that.
You oh, and by was, the way, okay, yeah, no, I guess you could become gay for the jokes. If you want to get down,
slander JD. Yeah.
All right, I'm cool. We'll see how that
it's a choice.
Goes. Yeah. All right, now over to you. Those. That's it. That's my what's grinding my
gears.
This
is like this is gonna be the worst transition.
Do you not want to do yours? Do you have any other
topics? No, I don't. I actually don't because it's like
we're cutting yours. What was it? The people are gonna be wondering now.
Oh man, I wanted to talk about this guy who was it's like a really hard transition here. This guy, Taylor Toronto, who was a pardoned J6 defendant, was arrested near Obama's home, threatening to like blow it up, and he was just released on time served. And boggles my mind that they're doing this.
That's a okay transition topic. That's scary. It's Halloween night. A criminal, we've let a criminal back out onto the streets.
Yeah. We have, and it's just so ridiculous and
who let
insane.
Him off?
Our Justice Department. This was the famous case where they fired the prosecutors because they had the temerity to say that January 6th was a organized riot at the Capitol involving thousands of people, and so they fired these people for stating a fact. And then they just let this guy go on time served. Meanwhile, the guy who threatened Brett Kavanaugh and turned himself in got 8 years. And
deserved.
That, you know, yeah, totally. But like, This dude's a repeat offender, and he was like going after Obama and doing, you know, the exact same thing, and he's just going to walk the streets.
The Justice Department just cut this deal.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's insane.
What? I mean, does he have to wear an ankle monitor?
I don't know about that, but he is out, so who knows what he's up to? I mean, I honestly, it's like it's actually irresponsible, and
it doesn't seem like law and order to me.
No, and especially when you're like preaching, oh, we got to get, you know, the scourge of political violence, and people need to like recognize that this is a real threat. And they're like, actually, this guy who was a J6 rioter and threatened to kill Obama, we'll go a little lenient on this one. It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. You know what, Sam? I think that like this little potpourri of topics, every news outlet has this. So like, how are we going to cover this? It's the weekend. Yeah. We need some material. You know what Fox News did? Did you see this?
I saw this one. Was this the snaps one with the mother?
Yeah, Fox News just posted an article and how they fill their space, you know, where we just do Tim and Sam hangs, what grinds our gears. We get mad at the fact that people trying to do political violence get off because they're friends of the administration. What Fox did was find TikToks of, I'm just going to say it, black people complaining about not
black
having
women.
Yeah, black women. Good point. Good clarification. Complaining about not getting their SNAP benefits. And they found one woman. Who the hell knows if this is, you know what I mean? Like, it's TikTok. Did they really
vet? Who's the Fox News intern who has to scroll through all the TikToks?
Yeah, was there anyone vetting this person? I don't know. But supposedly she said on the TikTok that she had 7 baby daddies and none of them are stepping up. And so she needs this to feed her kids. Which is like, if it's even real, it's like, that is sad. And it's like, those children deserve food rather, not scorn and mockery. But, you know, that's how they're filling the space over there. So the welfare queens are alive and well.
Yeah, classic Fox News segment where it's just welfare, black people taking advantage of welfare. Aren't you mad? Aren't you mad?
Barack Obama's hip-hop barbecue won't bring back jobs.
That was a good one. You probably participated in that.
I did not participate in that.
Yes, you did.
I did not. Trust me. I'll
go back to my emails. I'm sure back then you were emailing me like, look at this, comment at the White House. Comment. How can they get
like
the least controversial rap?
I made fun of it then. I was always cool. I might have been a Republican, but I always liked fucking hip hop. I wasn't scared of hip hop
going to the White House. Not at the White House. Denigrating the White House.
All right. What are the kids and gold for Halloween?
All over
what
the place, but not have common there.
What are the outfits you got for the kids?
So little guy's going as a skeleton, really original. But elder guy's going as, so he 2 months ago, we showed him Back to the Future, and he was super into it. And like, he watched it again, and then I think the third time, he's like, you know what? I want to go as Marty McFly for Halloween. And so we're like, cool. That's going to be so awesome for the parents. No other kid's going to get this. So he's dressed up as Marty McFly. He's got the bomber vest. He's looking for some plutonium, approximately 1.21 gigawatts of it. And I was supposed to go as George McFly, but I didn't want to dress as like a total dweeb, so not going to do it.
What are you going to do?
I'm just going to go as Where's Waldo. I have a go-to outfit.
Where's
Waldo? You're a bunch of geese. What kind of judgment are you giving me?
Geese. These are just a couple of the elements of my costume. This is not my actual costume. But yeah, I'm going to have a white tutu. And I'm gonna put the geese. I'm gonna put the geese on me, and then I have a goose head. One of them is a head.
What are you supposed to be?
I'm geese. It's a play on, and I'll have a guitar. It's a play on words. There's a hot band. It's called Geese, and so I'm just geese. I'm many geese. I wanted to. I had a good idea for a whole family. Oh yeah, we were gonna be the K-pop demon hunters.
Oh,
and
God.
She was going to be the
hunter. Are you a K-pop demon hunter household?
Oh, yeah, she was going to be the hunters, and we are, the demon hunters are girls. So we're going to do a gender inverse where I was like, me and Tyler were going to be the hunters, and she was going to be the demon. And then at the end, she just backed out. You just can't win over a 7-year-old anymore. It wasn't like us all be 3 Britney Spears.
I have a friend who's going as he's going as Cash Patel. He's got an FBI vest and he's got a list, which he's calling the Epstein list. And I was a little bit worried. I was like, you know, you don't know who's around there who might abduct you for false identity. Yeah.
I went as jailed Rudy last year.
Did you have
times?
Did you have the hair dye dripping?
Yeah. Simpler times. Yeah. Anyway. Okay. Well, this has been enjoyable. Happy Halloween to everybody.
Happy Halloween, everyone.
And we'll be back this weekend as news requires.